4WHM Mobile.
4WHM, K4WCL.
How you doing?
This is John, K4WCL. What you doing on the Caesar's Head machine?
Sir Anderson, we're running some errands and doing a little shopping. I'm sitting in the car while the wife's in the store.
I'm doing the same thing. I just went to Harbor Freight. Bought me a new generator. I'm tired of fooling with the old one. And we're in Easley. And there's a Goodwill right across the street, right up my wife's alley. So I just backed in the parking spot. I'll sit here as long as I need to. What you been up to? Hey, did you sell that that analyzer?
The day after I posted it, I got an email with somebody wanting it, so they got it. Tom and 4WHM.
Afternoon, Bill. Sound like the other gentleman got busy or a phone call or something. Just wanted to say hi. Bernice and I still got COVID and nursing that along, but I hope we're on the downhill leg. It's been about 8 days.
K4WCL.
Tom, I hate to hear y'all wrapped to COVID, but if you had it for 8 days, at least you ought to be on the downhill slide, so. But, and yeah, John, the, that meter, that A55, I sold it in about 24 hours. And, I got me a, one of the, Rig Expert Sticks T30s for Christmas. So, I didn't need both of them.
John here, Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima. I know Bill from the Lanier Land, amateur radio repeater in Gainesville, Georgia. I live on the other side of Lake Lanier from Gainesville and coming. But spend weekends up here in, excuse me, Pickens County. We got a place up near Table Rock. So that's how I know Bill. Yeah, Bill, I'm pretty sure I know who bought it from you. I think his call sign ends in LST. Because he told me he bought one last week or the week before. I kind of remembered you having one for sale on the group's IO. So, very good. Always good to pass the gear around to the locals. I always like to sell my stuff to a local as possible. Tom, sorry to hear about the COVID. I didn't catch if that was you or your wife or both of y'all that had COVID. So, maybe you can give me some details there. K4WCL.
K4WCL. This is November 0, Tango Romeo in 0TR. My name's Tom. And those letters are my name, actually, in my call sign there, Tom Rouse. So it's nice to meet you this afternoon. Oh, Bernice has got it, and I got it, and we know Bill well. And I feel very honored to have him as a friend. And Bill, I think it you'll really enjoy the Rig Experts. That Chad, he had outdo me one. He bought the next model up. I let him use mine one time, and that spoiled him. He sold. And if nothing else, you know, everybody says, well, it might not have a warranty now with Ukraine. Well, so what? We did our part anyways. And so far as I know, they got a pretty good reputation now. ND7J had a problem, warranty problem with them, and bought a different one several years ago before this other war started in that. So I don't know what the problem was. I can't remember what Bob said. But boy, that one Chad's got is sure nice. It's colored readout on it and everything. I like mine. You don't use them very often, but they're just, you know, like diamonds. They never become useless, that's for sure. Go ahead, Bill.
The one I picked up does 2 meters. I was needing to check the SWR on my car and didn't have one and didn't know anybody had one, so I just bought one and liked it so much that I decided I could just use it. And but yeah, and John, yeah, the actually it went to Mr. Poda, Claude Ray Jr. He picked it up, so there must have been a couple floating around. But yeah, I agree. They're like diamonds. They're good. They don't go bad, and as long as you don't leave the batteries in them. But when you need them, they're there and they do their job, no doubt. All yours, John. M4WHM.
Well, Tom, nice to meet you. I chat on this repeater a little bit while I'm up here, which is every weekend. I've got to know Shane, N4ZLK, pretty good. Plus, he rolls through Atlanta, down 85, and across the top of Atlanta every day in his truck. And matter of fact, I talked to him last night, going back up 85. But anyway, you'll probably hear me more on this repeater after I retire and live up here full-time, which is the plan. But I can also get back into the Gainesville, Georgia repeater from my location, kind of sitting up on a pretty good little hill over there by Table Rock. So I have a pretty good clear shot back to the southwest, so I can actually hit the Gainesville, Georgia repeater from my location up there. Yeah, you know, I remember way back when I first became licensed 25 years ago, wanting to get a MFJ antenna analyzer. Back in those days, that was the, you know, pretty much the only game in town that was affordable, but affordable was still $300-$350 if you wanted one that covered UHF and VHF. And for a piece of gear that you don't use a lot, it was hard to justify that cost. And then all of a sudden, the Nano VNAs came on the market. And I have a Nano VNA, although it's not one of these $60-$80 units that were on sale at Amazon. I bought these about a year. I bought mine. Let me let it reset. I bought mine about a year and a half before those started flooding the market out of China. And I think I paid $180 for mine. It's a little bit bigger unit. It does have a color screen. And it does, you know, in my mind, it does a pretty good job. I use it, you know, not often, but it's not the easiest piece of gear I've ever had to operate. And I probably couldn't even tell you where the manual is. I just start punching buttons on it until I get to the screen I need and get the parameters set up. But you're right, it's something that you can have for a long time. And it's sort of like a generator. You know, if you don't have one, you don't worry about it until you need one. And then you think, man, I wish I had one of those. So, anyway, over to you there, Tom.
Rural TR, sitting there drinking some tea and watching Rawhide, and without any sound, of course. But, yeah, it's, you know, I used those older MFJs a couple of times, and they're excellent. They did a great job. I remember I had a 40-meter wire off of my tower back in Kansas, and I couldn't figure out what was the matter with it. And Archie Meeks, who's passed away now, he brought his over. And all we had to do was raise the ends of it, because I was very limited on space. We raised the ends of it up, and the SWR went down dramatically. And the only thing that I don't care for is, from many years of using them, is an analog instrument. And they have their place, don't get me wrong. But if you drop one of those, and that's a de-arson vol meter movement, and you knock it off the jewel, it's just done because there's no repair to it except to replace the meter. So I'd rather have solid state because there's a good chance out in the woods and that you can drop one of them. And the rig experts, they really fill the gap on that. I remember when Chad was very, very green, and he was just getting really frustrated, Bill, and that's hard to do with that boy. He's good at most everything, and he come down here, and I said, well, I don't usually loan this, but I said, you take it up there, and you put it on there, and I said, I'm not going to do it for you. Actually, I did. I went up there, and then I just give it to him, and I said, now, you just fool around with it, learn to operate it yourself, because I'm like John. Every time I go to operate it, I just start punching the buttons and figure it out, but it'll give you the whole spectrum or whatever you want. So the other night, not having run one on my three antennas, and they're all wired, John, I was talking to a gentleman that was 99 years old up in Vermont, and such a nice guy, and I don't usually talk on sideband a whole lot. I mostly use Morse code, and he was on 80 meters, and all at once my amplifier kicked out, and I didn't turn down the drive to it, and I probably should have. So I thought, well, something's wrong with that antenna, so I switched from the Super Loop over to the Carolina Windham, which is a big long one, 265 feet. Went just fine. Well, the next day I got my head out of you know where and started looking, and Dave Watson had run a scan of my Carolina Windham many years ago, and I went in the Super Loop, and I looked at it, and sure enough, it was 3.5 to 1 up there on 75 meters where we were talking about 3,700, 3.700. And the amplifier was just doing its job, and there wasn't nothing wrong with my antenna. So they really come in handy for things where you got to solve the ambiguity. Go ahead, Bill. N4WHM, N0TR.
They definitely come in handy when you need them, because there's really not any other way to really figure it out. Not easily. And what I like about the rig experts, I've got one of those nano VNAs, and I can't remember how to use it. I have to read the manual and spend 30 minutes every time I would try to use it, so that's why I bought the rig expert. And you can punch that auto button, and it'll check all the bands and give you all the readings, and it's just a nice piece of machinery to have when you need it. And I don't blame you for letting Chad use it. If he was frustrated, I'm sure he had been pulling his hair out. So anyway, over to you, John, M4WHM.
Well, I am on the move again, heading back to Pickens and then up to the very northern part of Pickens County. I'm just a stone's throw from both the Greenville County line and the North Carolina border. So, anyway, I got the wife back in the car here. I'm going to go ahead and bail. Bill, good to run into you on the Caesar said machine there. I looked out at the VFO when I heard your voice, and there's places in Easley here where I can hear the Lanier Club repeater. So I thought at first you were on the Lark repeater, and I thought, well, one VFO is on the one up here, and the other LST machine in Cornelia. So, anyway, kind of threw me for a loop, Bill. 7-3, and everybody have a good rest of the weekend. Wish we didn't have to go home tomorrow, but we do. So I'll throw it over to you there, Tom. Good to meet you, and sure we'll talk again. November 0, Tango Romeo. I think that's it. And the group, K4WCL. Step 3.
John, I was trying to write your call down. I couldn't remember if it was an M either. But as I tell everyone, I'm 47 years old and dyslexic. Let's get those numbers reversed, John. Well, have a good day and a safe day. And boy, if you was talking to Shane, there's another one right up there at the top of my list. He's a great guy, and always, always enjoy talking to Shane. Take care, John, 73s, K4WCL, with N4WHM to take it. This is N0TR, clear.
Hey, John, hope you all have a great rest of the weekend, and enjoy the weather while it lasts. And I'm going to bail out, too. I need to run. Jenna just got back in the car, so we're going to be on the move. Good to talk to you, Tom. Glad y'all are on the mend, and hope y'all get better soon. N0TR, N4WHM. I'll be clear on your return.
Okay, Bill, and good afternoon, Jenna. You guys come up and see us sometime, but not for a while until we get over this. Pharmacists, we went and got 8 of those COVID tests yesterday, and we still checked positive last night, so we don't want any visitors right away, that's for sure. The daughter come up this morning, she had a mask on, for all the good that does, but and they're, and the grandsons and them are headed to Orlando, I guess it is, to Disney World here in a few days. So they're going to be exposed to everything anyways. And they don't seem to worry about it much, but they're not quite as old as we are, Bill. You guys have a wonderful weekend and a safe day. N4WHM, N0TR is clear.